911, what's your emergency?
Every 60 seconds, a person is murdered somewhere in the world.
There was a shootout at my house. I can't believe it.
What causes ordinary people to do unthinkable things?
He stabbed me in my neck. And he says, look how easily I could kill you.
The Minds of Madness is a true crime podcast that examines the most disturbing criminal minds. We shed a light on the devastating impact these violent crimes have on the victims and their families.
When you get calls in the night, you know they're not good or they're wrong numbers.
You'll hear about the incredible strength of the survivors and what they did to fight back.
I was studying his face because I was thinking, if I get out of this, I'm going to get you someday.
Subscribe to the Minds of Madness podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Play.
This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Just when I was like pretty much ready, my neighbor decided to like do some kind of work on his car. A lot of cars across the street there, so I feel like I'm living in the hood or something. Anyway, okay, so I know you said that we could maybe hook up and talk a little bit about changing up a little bit of the podcast. It's just very sad because I had this idea when, you know, I really did not know at all, like, what the hell I was doing. It was a hobby. I was never looking for, like, to do a huge podcast or become popular or anything, which is good because it's not like it ran away from me and got huge. But because I was just going to do a hobby podcast and I was never thinking of, oh, yeah, I'm going to go around, I'm going to be a podcaster now. I was just like, no, I want to do my version of a podcast. So when I thought about what I would call it, I didn't do the proper research. And so if I had, not only would I have really quickly noticed how there's a lot of podcasts that, like I always say to you, with booze in the title, where they have, you know, wine, whiskey, whatever, like there's a lot. And there's even more now than when I started.
Mm-hmm.
But worse than that, like the most stupid, like really, I kicked myself every day for almost a year. And then once I was just starting to podcast, the first thing that came across to me was not only was there other podcasts with the wine angle, but they were already established with a lot of listeners. So no matter what I did, it was always going to be, even if my podcast became a little bit popular, it would always be that question. Oh, whining about crime? Like, is that anything to do with wine and crime or white wine to crime or what? I get them all mixed up. Like I was like totally within the first month, I was like, that was a mistake. I thought it was a good play on words, like, you know, someone talking about crime or, you know, whining about it, you know, and then have like the wine angle in there. And it caused all these incredible headaches, not only with that, but also with like people would say, oh, I was going to listen to your podcast, but I don't really know which one it is. There's a few with like the wine and then it's not spelt right. So I finally found it, but it didn't have the H in it. I had to spell it differently to find it. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be like, really, this is going to be bad. And then, you know, when you were saying earlier, oh, you know, everybody, you know, one set of podcasters that I have never, ever spoken to is the ladies from Wine and Crime. And it's because I'm humiliated. Like, I love their podcast. I think it's so funny and it's so great. Those ladies with their Minnesota accents are just like amazing. And for sure, I know that their perception of my podcast, even though it's so different from what they're offering, they would just be like, what's your deal whining about crime? Like, I'm sure they've never even thought of it. But if I'm thinking that about them, I know listeners would think that. What's whining about crime? And so that's been the feedback I've been getting is exactly what I thought, which was it's difficult to find it when I know you're out there and I want to find you. It's hard to find because there's lots of wine and stuff. And then I forget which one is you. Are you wine and consequences, or are you, what is yours? Like, it's that And then they can't find it because it's not spelt right. And then there's also I didn't realize that yours was the style of podcast that you're talking about. I thought with the wine and all that you'd be talking and it would be maybe you and some other girls like getting around, making some kind of like funny comments about your life, like kind of my favorite murder style, but with wine, right? And you'd talk about crimes. So they kind of skipped over it. And then the people that are looking for that kind of thing that would go to my podcast to listen to it are like the exact opposite of the kind of person that would enjoy what I'm doing because it's so serious and dry and scripted and informational. That, like, that's not fun to listen to while I drive to work or whatever. Or if I'm just listening while I'm doing some work around the house, this is serious stuff. And there's no joke. Where's the ladies? Where's the wine? Where's the... And so it was just always regretted it. And other podcasters, whenever I would say, yeah, I don't know, I don't seem to be doing as well as some of the other podcasts. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They would always say, oh, I know, I don't want to hurt your feelings. And then eventually they would say, it's the name.
I don't want to hurt your feelings, but let me stew in it for another month and then I'll tell you.
You know, I really wish the one time I had that, and I remember I told you about it, when I had that one conversation with Christy from Canadian True Crime, mm-hmm. and she said, it could be the name, it could be just conjuring up the idea of whining, someone might not like that, just gut reaction, and there is a lot of podcasts with the wine and the whatever. I mean, and she also said, Bonnie, don't put so much pressure on yourself to have bigger numbers, because there's so many true crime podcasts out there.
It's like, it's shitty market. I mean, it's hard.
You're a little fish in a big pond, that's for sure. So don't think you're just going to start up and you're going to have all these listeners. You're coming in at a time, like she was pretty established by then already. Like her, mm-hmm. she realized her podcast was going to be a thing by then. Because earlier on, she didn't know if it was going to be 2 more episodes or no more episodes or 100 more episodes. She just didn't know. And by that time, she knew, okay, no, this is a thing that I'm going to keep doing. This seems to be going well. And so she said to me, Bonnie, it's a really saturated market. There's a lot of true crime out there. And so if you want to be distinct or whatever, this was like 6 months ago. And she said, if I were you, if you have that feeling right now in your gut, like, I don't think I'm happy with it, change it now. Do it now.
Don't sit with
it. You know what I did? I was like, you know what? It's probably the title, but you know what I'll do? I'll just change the artwork and make it more, I don't know, appealing. The artwork might be the issue. And that was definitely a mistake.
You can't know.
Yeah.
You can't know how things would have worked out had you done that.
That's true.
And so I just feel like that's just second guessing, whatever. You know, I do feel like...
It is a little bit. I do agree. Some of it...
You've spent a lot of time unhappy with your title, with your... kind of struggling to figure out, you know, you've obviously been doing research, if you can use words like branding comfortably, because I can't even like, I, you know, I studied management in college and yet I'm like,
It makes me laugh. You know why? That's not even because I'm like a professional podcaster or something. It's from my world and working in my life in retail, where in retail, everything's like a brand or a product or a... mm-hmm. I was happy with it in the sense that it was going to be my silly little hobby. And so when I first went with it, I was like, I don't even care. You could call it poop on a stick. I don't care. You know, it's just me talking about true crime. If people don't like it or they do like it, it's fine. But the thing that gets you is once you start engaging with listeners and you like the listeners and the listeners are smart. Like, I don't know. There's something kind of special about a lot of the podcast listeners that I interact with, even if they don't listen to true crime. Mm-hmm. They're people that, if there is dummies, they're staying real quiet because they are engaged, and they will definitely like hold you to account if you do an episode about a subject that they know about, and they'll say, oh, you didn't catch this, or oh, they'll get back to you, but they want to talk to you. And you know, I know my experience with the nasty people is probably just around the corner. I'm sure it's going to start happening any day now because people can be harsh. But I'm going to say right to now, I've been leading a charmed life because everybody is just so great and engaged and they want to communicate with you. And so the idea of the name of the podcast preventing that really bothered me. Because even people that would say, I love your podcast, I want to be in your discussion group, I want to talk about da da da. And then, but then when I would say, yeah, I don't know, I'm not sure that, you know, about the name, and they'd go, yeah, I didn't want to say anything. It's so dumb. I don't know. You should change it. Like, honestly, poop on a stick might have been better.
I mean, the bigger issue is it makes you unhappy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I myself, I don't care what you call it. I'm subscribed. And
right. You know, I see what you're saying.
There are ways you could have changed the title around just enough so that people could run a search and still find you without changing the name. You know what I mean? And you could have done that. And that would have been completely fine and no big deal. You know, you could have called it, you know, whining about crime and poop or whatever. You know, what's bigger to me is that whether it's for a reason or not for a reason, you weren't happy with the title.
Yeah.
You know, and so then it's your toy.
Yeah, you get to call it whatever you want.
You can change the name of it. That's cool. Like, that's up to you.
Well, you know, I knew that, if I can use this word, that triggered this response that I've had right now, where I was like, you know what, this something needs to be done now. And it doesn't have to be permanent, but it needs to be done now, was because I was so unhappy with the whining thing. I was so unhappy with it. I was so unhappy with it, even for this reason. I used to love drinking wine. I used to drink a lot of wine. And so that's something that I would do. You know, even 2 years ago, I would watch true crime shows and drink wine and talk with my mom about, like, serial killers and stuff. I think I said to you in a message earlier, if it was beer or like vodka soaked, I'd be right in on it. But I don't even really drink wine anymore. Like, I feel that this is a false presentation of some sort. And immediate, I wanted to do something. And I knew that the thing I enjoy the most about the podcast is the research part. So I wanted to incorporate that writing side of it. And I try to make sure that the episodes do have a storytelling feel, even if it is informational, try to weave it together that it makes sense as a cohesive story. Mm-hmm. And I already have all of the episodes distributed as chapters. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to change it to writing about crime because it's very, very similar, but I'm getting rid of that wine out of there. And I can change a lot of stuff with my account and et cetera, without making a huge change. And then my thinking was, I'm getting rid of that wine business, and I'm going to go to writing about crime. And then I'm going to do this episode, this three-parter that I'm working on right now. And then that it's going to take me into probably these three episodes will be it for October. And then November and December, I have ideas for a few new episodes. And if I make the decision that I'm just going to do a complete rebranding, then I'm going to start talking about that on the podcast, you know, in October or November, saying, you know, the podcast is not going to be called Writing About Crime. I'm kind of closing this down, and this is the new one I'm going to do. And I would leave the Writing About Crime up with the episodes for, you know, another year or whatever, and leave them there and just start with a whole new fresh thing. And I've been getting conflicting feedback from people about whether or not that's a good idea. And a lot of it kind of hinges on something you said, which was, once people like it or not, I don't think they're going to care so much about the name. Just make the content. You're spending, like, even my boyfriend said, you're spending so much time agonizing about what you're going to call it. Just do the episodes. Like, just let it be what it's going to be. It's going to turn into whatever you want. If you want to get rid of the whining, so you change it to writing, if you feel better with that, then fine, stay with that. You know, the title is not the main thing. So it's kind of, and then other people are saying, yeah, just shut it down, start a new, if you want to do a fresh new thing, start a fresh new thing. So it's kind of, I'm not sure what I'm going to do in the new year right now.
Well, so, for the moment, I would say you don't have to know.
Yeah,
and that, I guess. And I totally get that doesn't, if you're a planner by nature, that I'm speaking in tongues right now. I accept that. But you know, what's the saying? If you want to make God laugh, make plans. Change sucks.
It can get anxiety as well. Like, what if I make all these changes and nothing changes? What if I change the logo and I change the name, I get rid of the whining, but I didn't make a drastic, crazy change? So maybe everything will just kind of stay the same and I'll be left thinking, I should have just left it called Whining About Crime, not confused anybody and just left it as it was. But at the end of the day, the reason that I decided to make the change, even as small as it was no, because if I would have just left it as it was, I still would have winced every time that I checked an email or went on my Facebook page. So this I can live with. This I can live with. So that was kind of why I said, no, I'm just going to do it.
We did the crossover with Mina from True Crime Finland. And then you were talking about changing your name.
Yeah.
And, you know, taking a season off, you know, to regroup or whatever. You know, the answer then was like, I don't know exactly what direction I'm going to go in. And the three of us sort of threw around some names and you kind of liked some and you kind of didn't. And I feel like at some point along the way, you landed on a name that you liked.
Yeah.
You know, and so I feel like you know you better than anybody else is going to know you. You are always going to be more of an expert on yourself than anybody right. else. So if this feels right, then, you know, the onlookers be damned.
It's true. It's, you know, it's funny for me personally. One of the things I really know that I would like to do a little more of because it was it interests me is to have some more conversational style episodes where I talk with other people and maybe even, you know, a little more talking with people. There's been some people that have approached me that live in, you know, in Manitoba or in the prairies, places like that. And, you know, they want to talk about something that's happened in their life. The idea of saying to someone who is a victim of a crime or been touched by something with a crime, you know, then they're naturally going to ask you, okay, yeah, I'd be interested in doing something with your podcast. Just send me some information, whatever. And then to have the title Whining About Crime made me feel self-conscious about, oh, I don't know if that's appropriate. Like if you're approaching someone that's a victim of a crime and here's my podcast is called Whining About Crime. And they'll be like, okay, well, that's kind of right. weird. Or and then that's why even when I was thinking about what am I going to call this thing, there were some that were kind of like good suggestions, but again, made me double think when I thought about approaching other people about being on the podcast. Like when people would say, hey, you know, you can do something with murder and maple leaf or murder and Mounties or killer this or. And I was like, yeah, those are awesome podcasts and those names are awesome. And I love listening to that stuff. But for me, I'm going to be a self-conscious asking, you know, someone who I'm talking to their mother who's had their child was assaulted and I'm gonna do you want to be on my podcast and have a chat with me and it's called
Mothers Assaulted by Shitheads
killer roadkill
bad mothers, do you want to come on and talk about your kid
there'd be so many moms that would be like, I will talk to you about being a bad mother. But I just was like, you know what, for me, I kind of want to steer clear of that. I want to keep it even as brutal as it sounds, a little more generic so that I don't go down that road. And it's not anything against the podcasts that have those titles, because honestly, that's usually where I'm clicking. Like these people are talking about stuff I like. I'm going to click it. This would be great.
You're talking about rebranding. And I'm not in that boat. Like I'm not changing anything about my approach to my own show.
Right. With your Ignorance Was Bliss show, everything is staying intact. Nothing's changing.
It's fine. You know,
you're not going to transition on us.
But I am starting this new show. And that's a similar sort of process of like, you know, people ask, you know, what did you learn podcasting? What would you do differently? And sort of the answer is both like everything and nothing. You know, I would do everything differently and I would do nothing differently because it's sort of an organic thing and overthinking is deadly.
So to backtrack, Kate, the new podcast that you have out is called We Two. Did you end up with that name? And then how did you decide to go with the co-host style? Or did the other person present the idea to you? I'm kind of curious how that came about.
Carla is, there's now four of us who check in every so often. It started with just Kim from People Are Wild and myself talking about alcoholism. And then Carla joined in sort of for the second time that we checked in. And then Danielle from Hoosier Homicide checked in for the third. And so it's sort of becoming a thing, you know, primarily talking about how AA is sexist and a tool of the devil and whatever, you know, but just also just checking in just as a touch base. And, you know, we've started checking in between and, you know, touching base on a more casual level in the interim. And Carla said, I don't remember. She said something about starting a second podcast. And I was like, oh, me, play with me. You know, and I think she thought I was kidding at first. But we started playing around with like, well, what would we want to talk about? And at first it started very specifically about like sexism and gender inequality. And the bigger idea is that eventually it can move beyond that. But that's where we need to start with the whole, this is when Kavanaugh and that incredible steaming pile of bullshit was just starting. And we went through a handful of potential names and I don't remember what any of them were now. And we got around, again, just sort of organically through this discussion, we got around to, well, what about we too? For the idea being both the playoff of the Me Too concept, but also there's two of us talking, right? We two podcasters. Okay. And as soon as that idea came out, like I went looking, you know, on Listen Notes and on Podcast Addict and that kind of thing to find out, does anybody else have this?
Right.
Title.
Are they using that? Yeah.
And when I realized, no, nobody else is using this, I was like, okay, so I'm going to go out and, you know, reserve this, the Podbean account and, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all of the things, you know, all of the social media things, like I'm going to go reserve all these names. And so now we kind of have to do it. You know, now you're stuck with me. And so, you know, poor Carla is being dragged along, like whether she wants to or not. Because I had wanted to do a more consistent, like a more focused.
Right, like a more subject matter driven.
Exactly. Staying in one area longer than an hour. Because I feel like a lot of this stuff, like I, you know, all evidence to the contrary, I do try to stick to about an hour. And I was not, part of the reason I don't succeed is because there's stuff I want to talk about longer. You know, we decided like let's start with gender inequality and let's stick with it. And it turns out a lot of people have a lot to say about it. So I don't know how long we'll be on that topic.
Yeah, I think you have definitely caught like I kind of created this at a time where I think there's a lot of people that want to express their thoughts on it. And where do they do that? You know, they just kind of go on Facebook and blah 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 blah. You know, and then that's a purge, I guess, but it doesn't always, you don't feel like you really are conversational about it. So it's kind of nice to have that podcast element to it. And it's like, I haven't heard of the second episode. The first one though was so great.
People sharing their stories was really powerful. And so, yeah, I just released the second one early this morning, like 2 this morning.
I wanted to listen to it actually, and I was like, no, I have to go to sleep. But I'm pretty excited about it. But what a genius. No matter what you do now, you've already done that episode and it's brilliant. And so it's you lovely. Have that in your back so, pocket.
You know, and that's what we're looking at is that for future episodes are not like this, the one that I just released is not storytelling. You know, by everybody who's involved, it's just Carla and I speaking. And I had there's a woman named Allie Henney who is a racial equality speaker and author, and she had come up with a like a self-test of how to know if you suffer from, I don't know, if you experience white fragility, mm-hmm. you know, meaning that like you pretend that you're not racist, but it's a fragile basis. And mm-hmm. I read through it and I was like, oh my God, if you replace references to white and racist with male and sexist, that's, you know, sort of an underlying basis to this mm-hmm. whole podcast. And so I got in touch with her and asked, you know, is it okay with you if we rewrite this, mm-hmm. you know, to reuse? And she's like, oh yeah, sure, go ahead. She was great about it. So that's what this is about just sort of pointing out, like, you know, lots of us, including women, are still struggling with the ideas around gender equality and that kind of deal. And so we'll see, you know, we will keep playing with it as long as it's fun. But that
you
idea,
have so much information out there. There's so much that you can dig into. I don't think you're ever going to run out of interesting material. You know, there's so much out there and so many women with a different perspective about how these things affect them, or believe they don't affect them, or know maybe it doesn't affect them. I'm not sure, but it's just every single person you talk to would have something to offer that's probably pretty interesting to hear. So you have so much you can play with.
Yeah, I think so. And people were, you know, the first episode, it was just, I sent out a thing saying, hey, anybody want to tell stories about this? And I got a ton. Like, I expected to get maybe 3 or 4. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe I'd get a couple of people and that'd be great. And I ended up getting like 15 minutes worth or something of people just telling their stories, men and women both.
Right.
And when that started to happen, I was like, all right, I've hit a nerve here. Mm-hmm. And so we will keep chatting about it until we don't have anything else to say. So.
Mm-hmm. But, well, you're pretty excited.
Yeah. And so it's that concept of starting something new is exciting. And I'm pretty sure that it's not something we're just going to burn out of. Mm. You know, it helps that, like, you know, I have connections in the, you know, in both the psychology and the crime worlds that help. Yep. And Carla has a lot more energy and a lot more, like, outrage than I do. Yeah. But she's also a lot more hopeful than I am. So mm-hmm. I feel like between the two, because I'm by this point, I'm pretty jaded, like, fuck it all, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and I think part of it was that I get like burned out by the news and that kind of thing. Like, I just get a point where I'm like, I can't anymore. And it happened when I was putting this together, that's right around the time that I realized, like, the whole Kavanaugh thing is a scam. Nothing's going to happen from it. I'm just wasting my time.
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing happened to me after 9/11. Like, there came a point where I had to turn off the TV.
Yeah. I think that happened to a lot of people.
Yeah. And so with this, you know, I'm putting together these stories that people are, and they're still sending them to me as I'm editing, you know, mm-hmm. as I'm putting together, and I'm saying thank you, and I'm thinking, oh, for the love of God, please stop. You know, I can't,
I can't
cope with anymore. But I realize that that's exactly the reason why I have to keep doing it. They will probably do people's stories more often, sort of, than planned. I mean, when I say planned, I'm like, I didn't think we'd ever do any necessarily.
Yeah.
this is working, and so we'll probably keep doing it as long as it's working. Like once a month or something, you know, send up the signal, hey, anybody got any on this topic or on that topic, you know, a little more focused, you know. November is going to be more about, like, the physicality of gender differences,
mm-hmm.
Women having to physically walk differently down the street, or walk, you know, move differently when they're meeting new people,
mm-hmm.
and dress differently, and their health care is mm-hmm. fundamentally different than men, mm-hmm. and things like that. And I feel like that's, people are going to have stories about that. That's a good way to sort of start off each chapter or topic, or however you want to word it. So mm-hmm. we'll see. I mean, I still have a degree of imposter syndrome just thinking of myself as a podcaster.
Oh, so do I. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's been, I dropped my first episode on like February 1st, and then the second episode wasn't until like February 26th or something like that, you know? So yeah. It's only been, 8, 10 months, something. I can't do math.
You've done a lot.
Eight months. And, you know, it's been work, but I still feel like I'm brand new at this, mm-hmm. you know, like I don't know what I'm doing. And so starting a second one feels weird. Listen, you're like, I'll hear people say that mine's doing really well. And I'll be like, okay, great. That's cool. But then I think about, like, you know, yourself included, there are people that I listened to well before I had a podcast, you know? And so like, I have very, very clear memory mm-hmm. of starting it up. And I had this, it's still up because it's awkward and whatever, but my sort of trailer, you know, that you have to put up because, you know, iTunes makes you submit something and then you wait some period of time for iTunes to decide they want to approve you is up there. And mm-hmm. while that was up there, you were one of the people who commented mm-hmm. first, you know, to be like, oh, you know, I'm really looking, I don't have my judgy pants on. I'm looking really forward to it. Something to mm-hmm. that effect. And I remember being like, oh my God, you know, total fangirl, like, holy shit, she's writing to me. This is insane. You know? And then you get to know the person and they're like, no, it's just me.
And I was so excited. You could tell I'm excited because I'll rub my knees if I get like good anxiety. Right. I rub my knees, and I remember I was like at my computer and I thought, okay, I'll listen to this because this seems kind of cool. And I remember that I was like, no, I think I like it because I'm rubbing my knees.
Your pants actually burst into flames.
I just remember like, okay, no, this is good. Like, this is good. I found another one I like. I got it. Like, it was just one of those feelings. And I think that kind of thing is you become like part of their world. Like, they take you in as a person. And I think sometimes the interactions that I've ever had with people are like, yeah, Kate, I can't believe you mentioned me in your podcast when I sent you that nice message. You can't believe you mentioned me in your podcast. You didn't have to do that. And it's like, no, that's the reason I do this.
Right.
So that I can talk about true crime, and I'm not just sitting by myself in a room mumbling to myself. I want someone to hit me up right. and talk to me about the subject that I was talking about, or even just talk to me about what you had for lunch. I don't know. Yeah, say hello. And there was one girl, she was so sweet. She was in British Columbia. She was in Nanaimo on the island. And she said, I always listen to your podcast, me and my cats always. And I said, oh, send me a picture of your cats. And she was like, I couldn't. She sent me a message a little while later. We had gone back and forth, and she said, I couldn't believe it when the girl from Whining About Crime wanted to see a picture of my cats. I couldn't believe it. And I was like, oh, no. I love cats. Send me the picture of those cats. Let's get this going, you know? And I sounded like a weirdo or something. I'm asking for pics here on the internet. Yeah, this is going to be good.
You're asking for pictures. I get it. I know.
I was just trolling that girl. Oh, and it was worth it too, because she had a ginger cat. It's just kind of like the tip of the iceberg. When I talk to other podcasters that have been doing this for a while, especially if you're free to go to different conventions or meetups or whatever, there's people that make lifelong friends that meet each other doing podcasting. That just, it's a big community, and it's amazing how many people you can meet.
You know, and I've had people approach me to say, like, either I'd like to come on your show, or I'd like you to come on mine, or whatever. And I can mostly act like, okay, no big deal. And then I get out of that conversation. And again, it's like, oh my God, you know? So like Steven Pacheco approached me from Trace Evidence.
See, you could just be like, I'm not podcasting anymore. I just got offered like the coolest thing ever. Yeah. I'm totally done now. I'm going to die happy.
I have made it. We're good. Yeah, you know, you know, it was just this like, holy shit. And he is the nicest guy, and he's very really? Chill.
No.
And I mean, so it's one, you know, and that's sort of what got me so out of my own head about, like, I can approach people. They can mm-hmm. say no, or they can ignore me, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I can go up to people, you know, digitally and say, hey, do you want to come on my show, or do you want to do some sort of collaboration? And either they will or they won't.
And if you can avoid the gossip, you're going to be enriched.
The gossip makes it fun. I mean, let's be honest.
I think it's just a part of life no matter where you go. It's hard to, you know what my biggest problem is? If I see an opportunity for a good joke, I'm like that kid that can't keep their mouth closed. Like I'll be fighting at the computer, like, because I just have such a great joke to make and I don't take it maybe as seriously as I should. So sometimes I've gotten myself in trouble because I just have like a sarcastic comment or something and it's actually not anything. I don't want to pick a fight with somebody or whatever, but try to please all the podcasters too. I mean, there's a lot of people out in the world. We're not all gonna seamlessly, perfectly stay in our lanes and not touch anyone. Yeah, you know what? I might annoy you, whatever. I'm sorry.
It's probably mutual. We're fine.
Yeah. We're all allowed to drive on this highway. So just like get out of my way. But right? I know.
It's just hard because I don't even the people that dislike me, like I'm not looking to make everybody like me but I'm also not looking to upset anybody. Like I feel horrible when I know that people are miserable, that people are unhappy with me. I just, for me, I don't feel pushed to try and make it better.
Right.
You know, because I feel like it's a big old world out there. Yeah. And if I can't make you happy, somebody else will. So let's all just put up our hands and walk away. But if you're acting like a shit, I'm going to point out that you were acting like a shit.
Yeah.
You know, and that doesn't always go over so well. And I don't care.
I know I can speak for myself. I've made missteps. Other times I felt that my misstep was not stepping up. And you're constantly evolving the way that you're going to interact with people you don't know very well online. It's just one of those things. But probably the biggest thing I hear from almost anybody, I'm speaking specifically about podcasters, but probably just out of anyone you ever talk to, is there are these people that have some issues and when they get on a computer they're kind of looking for a fight. And so I think one of the best things you can do to direct yourself around it is, even though it's so hard, is just don't give them that fight. They'll go away.
So I was involved in a thing lately that you watched unfold on Twitter and so on, where there were times where I wanted nothing more than to stand back and go, what the actual fuck is your problem? You're a jerk. Go away. And I didn't feel that I could do that because I had to take the high road. And I didn't want to take the high road. Like, I didn't want to deal with the altitude sickness. You know, I didn't want it. Like, I wanted to just get down in the dirt with them and be all neener. Like, that would have been a lot more fun. I could have practiced some of the insults that were rolling around in my head. Like that all would have been, but I didn't feel like I could because I am, you talk about, you know, people not getting jokes and that kind of thing. And like, I am still setting out new enough that I was like, I don't feel like I can.
Yeah. I think too, there's this kind of new thing now that's, you know, I don't know if it's that new, but it feels like it is where, I mean, almost anybody just can start a podcast. I mean, anybody. And it kind of levels out the playing field a little bit in terms of the kind of people that have a platform to speak in that forum. And so sometimes, you know, if you're dealing with people in the public, you would sort of acknowledge this social contract of like, well, I'm not going to be a total dick. But on the internet, there's a lot of people that don't abide by that contract.
What podcast brings you true stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes every week?
Dumb and Busted, obviously.
But Hannah, where's your one-stop shop if you want to hear about a killer nurse, a pervy arsonist, or a group of hella old dudes breaking into a vault?
Dumb and Busted, Allison, come on, seriously? We host the show together.
Okay, last question. Where can I go if I need to hear the number one song of 1999, I Want It That Way?
What? The Backstreet Boys album Millennium? How did we even get on this tangent?
Oh, okay. Sorry for being the only one who's ever fallen victim to their tight harmonies and timeless songs. Anyway, please listen and subscribe to Dumb and Busted on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, or anywhere you get your podcasts. Crime you later!